KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be clear to partly cloudy and breezy today, a high near 70. And there is going to be a rather high fire danger as well, as the relative humidities will drop into the 20% range this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Police in Council Bluffs said early this morning that an arrest warrant has been issued for a man who was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon, but escaped and struck a police officer with a vehicle while attempting to flee. 27-year-old Adam W. Thomas of Council Bluffs is wanted for attempt to commit murder, theft in the first degree, theft by deception, and escape from custody. Officials say the incident began around 3:30 p.m. Wednesday. A Council Bluffs police officer was at the Baumgars store on Canesville Boulevard when store staff notified him of a fraud in progress. Through an investigation, the officer was able to identify a suspect as Adam Thomas, who was still in the store. With the assistance of a second Council Bluffs police officer, Thomas was handcuffed and taken into custody just before 4 p.m. The man was placed in a patrol vehicle, but while the officers were continuing with their investigation, Thomas somehow managed to escape from the patrol car. He returned to a 2007 Chevy pickup that he arrived at the store in and began to drive away. Thomas ignored verbal commands by one of the officers for him to stop, and in the process of leaving, struck one of the officers with the truck. An officer fired several shots in an attempt to stop Thomas, but he was able to flee the scene heading eastbound. The officer who was hit by the pickup was being treated at a local hospital. The names of the officers involved in the incident have not yet been released. The pickup Thomas drove was located at around 9 p.m. Wednesday, abandoned in the Crescent and Underwood area on Idlewood Road. The suspect vehicle had been reported stolen on October 13th. The area where the pickup was found was searched by officers with the assistance of the Omaha Police Department helicopter and canine unit, as well as Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department and the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. As of early this morning, Thomas had not been found. The suspect vehicle was towed to a secure location where a search warrant will be conducted at a later date and time to be determined. If you have any information on the location of Adam Thomas, you should contact your local law enforcement agency immediately. Authorities in western Iowa were on the lookout late Wednesday evening for a man suspected of robbing a bank in Pottawatomie County earlier that afternoon. Pott County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds told the Daily Nonpareil the incident happened at the Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Neola at around 1 p.m. Reynolds said a man wearing a mask entered the bank and allegedly told employees and customers to get down on the floor for 30 seconds before he fled the scene. A witness saw the man run to and drive away in a red or maroon late model Ford Explorer. No one was injured during the robbery. It's unclear if the man had or displayed a weapon, and there was no information available as to how much cash he may have gotten away with. The classes at Tri-Center Neola continued as normal during the afternoon while authorities and staff monitored the parking lots and building exteriors. The students were dismissed at their regular time as well. Anyone with information about that robbery in Neola is asked to call the sheriff's office at 712-890-2200. A man from Harrison County faces three felony charges after barricading himself in a home and firing two gunshots as police negotiated with him. 24-year-old Cody J. Smith of Logan was taken into custody following an incident that happened around 2:45 a.m. Monday in Logan. Authorities were called to the scene after Smith allegedly threatened to harm himself and others. According to Logan Police Chief Aaron Brenzel, Smith had a warrant out for his arrest. When officers arrived and began speaking with the reporting parties, Brenzel said Smith observed them and then proceeded to barricade himself in a second-floor bedroom with firearms. Law enforcement evacuated those in the residence, notified residents in nearby houses to either evacuate or go into the basement until the situation was resolved. An Iowa State Patrol tactical team and negotiators were called to the scene. Law enforcement was able to establish phone contact with Smith, who threatened to harm himself or officers if anyone tried to go in after him. Brenzel said while barricaded in the upstairs bedroom, Smith fired a shotgun out the window over the officers and into a populated area. As authorities continued negotiations, Smith fired another round into the ceiling of the home. Smith eventually agreed to come out of the bedroom, unarmed, and surrendered to law enforcement at around 4:20 a.m. Monday. After being taken into custody, he was transported to CHI Health Missouri Valley Hospital for a psychological evaluation. Smith was being held in the Harrison County Jail on charges of intimidation with a dangerous weapon, a felony, for shooting out the window into the populated area. Intimidation with a dangerous weapon, also a felony, for firing at the ceiling of the residence. And interference with official acts, which is also a Class D felony. In our funeral announcements, Jack Drake, age 81 of Griswold, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Jack Drake will be this morning at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Reverend Samuel J. Hahn, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Reverend Samuel Hahn will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Linda Barber, age 67, of Anita, died Friday. Memorial services for Linda Barber will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Anita has arrangements. Lily Goddard, age 94, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Lily Goddard will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids, with Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids in charge of arrangements. Lisa Ann Keene, age 54, of Omaha and formerly of Harlan, died Monday at Emmanuel Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Lisa Ann Keene will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. And Sharon Vanetta, age 49, of Atlantic, died Sunday at CCMH. Memorial services for Sharon Vanetta will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Church of God of Prophecy in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.